Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. This is for the Saturday, August 2nd card, Whitney Day, up at Saratoga. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And Jim, the late pick four that we'll focus on starts with a couple of grade ones, but it's a stakes-laden card up there on Saturday. And big day at Ellis for their big weekend, really, their Kentucky Downs preview weekend. Del Mar's going, so great time to be a handicapper. Let's jump into this with the grade one test for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. This is always one of my favorite races of the year. It's race 10 that starts the late pick four up at Saratoga. How'd you see the test?
I narrowed it down to three horses, and I could have gone deeper than that. I think it's a very, very deep race. The only horse that I think would shock me winning is Artisma, the 7 horse for Richard Baltus. That horse just doesn't seem to be quite the level of these others, but, you know, she's, you know, three-year-olds improve a lot this time of year, so maybe it wouldn't be that shocking. But I can make a case for any of the other 6, and I narrowed it down to 3 for my pick 4. Top pick is going to be Cash Call for Bob Baffert. I thought this filly coming in off 3 races at Santa Anita, obviously she hasn't seen the East Coast, but Baffert gets him ready. Horse has got a lot of speed. Hernandez, the regular rider, did not ship east, but Flavian Pratt takes the mount. He hasn't been as good at Saratoga as he was last year, but he's still a great rider. And I think Cash Call maybe gets a little bit of a price here at 5-1. Ragtime for Vilmot, 2-2, has done nothing wrong, both of them at Saratoga, so took advantage of the Belmont meets at Saratoga and has a 86 and a 96 buyer in her first 2 efforts. She hasn't had to get out of New York, so she's got a home court advantage, 2-2 at Saratoga. And then Echo Sound, the 3rd horse for Rusty Arnold, is going to be the favorite, and the only thing I don't like about her is the price, and she's 9-5 morning line. Stretches out from 6.5 to 7. Auto Suitor Fine. Louis Saez takes the mount back. Rusty Arnold, one of my favorite trainers from Kentucky. And this filly fits the bill very well here. And I think 9-5 is a fair price on her. So I just like Cash Call's price at 5-1 if you're going to get a better price on her. And, you know, she's a little bit of an unknown quantity in the East Coast ranks. But I think Baffert ships them for fun. She doesn't ship them for fun. So I think she's got a shot. Beauty Reigns for Belmont on the outside with Irad Ortiz has a shot, ran behind Echo Sound last time out. Kilwin for Rusty Arnold. Also, the 2nd horse for Rusty, maybe the other Rusty has a shot. And then Look Forward for Mike McCarthy. Had a great work at Del Mar. First out of 74, 58, and 3 on July 26th. And, you know, has raced here at Saratoga in the Acorn, ran behind Lacara. You can make a case for all the horses in here, I think.
I agree that it's a well-matched group here. I ended up stopping with 4 just because of the ticket budget, because I couldn't narrow down a whole lot in other spots. So I ended up trying to – I think Echo Sound's the one to beat with the 2 very impressive wins. It's first time 6 furlongs, but she's or 7 furlongs, but she's won at 6.5. And she was just so impressive last time in the victory ride. But – in a field where I could see several win prospects, I don't want to take the shortest price. So I ended up on Look Forward. Only horse in the field with grade one experience on the dirt. She's run twice at the grade one level on dirt. Very impressive in a win at 7 furlongs in the grade 2 8 bells at Churchill. 2-2 at 7 furlongs. You mentioned the fast workout at Del Mar, but she's had several really sharp workouts leading up to this. And I like the cutback from 1 1/8 to 7 furlongs here for Look Forward. Echo Sound on the ticket. Kilwin, I was very impressed with her win last time. Her first time on dirt. Maybe she's going to be better on dirt. I know that the Arnold Barn has been really high on this one, and it looked like they were focusing on her as a turf sprinter. Took a shot in the dirt in the Leslie's Lady at Churchill. She won impressively. So I've got to have her on my ticket, and then Cash Call's the other one I'm going to use because of Baffert and shipping in off some sharp works. I could make a case for some others, Ragtime probably being at the top of that list, but I'm going to stop with those 4. Look Forward on top. Second leg of the late pick 4 is the grade 1 Whitney at 1 1/8, 4-year-olds and up. I ended up taking Mind Frame. I think he's maybe just more focused than he was as a 3-year-old, and that is a good combination with all the talent that he has. I was surprised that Irad Ortiz took off to White Abario. It should help the price here. And that 105 buyer last time for Mindframe was his best. And I've just been impressed with what he's done so far. And maybe the lesser known jock will help my price a little bit. Fierceness loves Saratoga, so he's a major player in here. So Pletcher could go 1-2 in this. Sierra Leone, always a player, runs a little second and third too often, but second off a break. Ran well last time in the Stephen Foster. So if he gets the right kind of setup, he could certainly win this for Chad Brown. So I want those three on my ticket, and I'm content to stop there. Unless Iredo Ortiz knows something I don't with White Abario, I'm just going with those three. How about you?
Yeah, I couldn't understand Ired getting off Mind Frame for White Abario either. That makes no sense to me, but maybe he owes Sassy Joseph. I got no idea. Takes off a Pletcher horse for a Sassy Joseph horse. Doesn't really make sense, but I don't like White Abario in this race either. I like the three that you mentioned, and I would probably pick Fierceness on top simply because of his affinity for Saratoga. And caught a sloppy track in the Met Mile that I don't think he cared for much. Took a couple steps back there, but he ran a 111 in the Traverse last year when he beat Thorpino Anna in that great, great race. So he obviously does well on a fast track. Hopefully we'll get that on Saturday. And as long as I take Fierceness on top, got to use Mind Frame, got to use Sierra Leone. And I'm going to throw a fourth one in there that you didn't mention. I'm going to take a little bit of a swing here with Highland Falls. Brad Cox brings this one in. Ran very well off a long layoff. Had not run since the Breeders' Cup Classic. Gave him a rest this fall, this winter. Brought him back at Aqueduct in an optional 100,000 claimer, which was basically a paid workout. But he won by 5.5. I think it sets him up very well for this. And he ran a 104 in the Jockey Club Gold Cup at Saratoga last September at 1.25. This is 1.8. He's done well at 1.8, and I think he's going to slip in under the radar at an 8-1 price with Luis Saez taking him out. So I'm going to think out Highland Falls in here for my quote-unquote upsets. The top three look awfully tough, but Highland Falls has a shot.
Moving on to race 12, third leg of the Pick Four. It's a 5.5 furlong turf sprint, three-year-olds and up, first level allowance. How'd you see this one?
I thought I liked La Salvadorina, but I don't like 4 seconds out of 7 races. At 5.5 furlongs on the turf, she has run second the last 2 times, lost to Quiet Confidence and Hold Your Breath. They're not in this race, but I don't like horses that don't like to win. So I went a little bit deeper here, and I went with Leslie's Humor on the outside for Chad Brown. Pulled up last time out, had an issue back in October, but Chad Brown gets him ready off the layoff. This one showed a lot of ability at 3 and brings her back here. Franco takes him out. She might get overlooked in the wagering a little bit, but Chad Brown at a 5.5 furlongs on the turf is tough, and this 12-hole might hurt her a little bit, but I think she's going to be able to look at the speed and run them down from the outside. I'll use La Salvadorina. I'll probably use her as second in the exacta, but you've got to admire her consistency. But maybe she's reached a level that she can't get past. And the other one I'm going to use is a horse that's trained by Mike Maker, first-time Maker. They tried to get her on the turf last time at Aqueduct, but up on a star, the 4-horse with Santana taking them out. Santana is riding really well right now, and he gets a horse to the lead very well, and I think Upon a Star is going to go for it right out of the gate. And Mike Maker, first time on the turf, is a really interesting angle to me. I love him on the turf. And this horse off had an 84 buyer in her maiden effort back in February at Fairgrounds, and she's had some efforts, tried to get her on the turf. I think she's going to take to the turf very well, and I think she's got a shot at 8-1. Going to stop with those three because I'm going to run out of money if I don't. But Leslie's Humor, a lukewarm choice for me.
I ended up going 4 deep in here. I liked Leslie's Humor a lot first time with Chad Brown, but because of the post position, I ended up putting She's Got Will on top. It's Cassie off a layoff, Mark Cassie. And this horse won its debut at Saratoga. Maybe too short for this horse, hasn't been a turf sprinter, but I think I'll get a decent price, and for the price, I'll take a chance on the turf sprint angle here. Tales of the Heart from the rail was wide last time, maybe gets a better trip from the inside and could get the money, and then La Salvadorina I'm going to take as well. I'm like you, I wouldn't want to get anywhere close to singling a horse like this because of that propensity to run second, but also want to have this one on the ticket. So I'm going four deep. She's got Will at a little bit of a price on top. 13th race finishes out the late pick four. It's maidens, fillies and mares, three and up, a mile and a 16th over the inner turf course. I took Resurge on top, bred to improve on the turf. Thought this one caught a tough field first time out. I think it was the ragtime race. Got into a little trouble as well. Ran a mile and an eighth last time. Now cutting back, bred to improve on the turf. So I'm going to take a shot with Resurge and then use the two Chad Browns. Say Yes to Dreams, making the U.S. debut, and Pratt rides this one. And then Peak Hype, it's Chad and Arad Ortiz. And this one debuted going long on the turf and finished sixth and wasn't beaten too far. So I'm going to use those three in my late pick four and take Resurge on top. How about you?
Didn't use Resurge. I have to use the two Chad Browns and almost stopped there because, you know, you've got Flavian Pratt and Arad Ortiz riding two Chad Brown horses on the turf in maiden special weight. So that's a pretty good combination. Say Yes to Dreams and Peak Hype. Got to use both of them, obviously. But I had a couple others I was interested in here. Al Stahl has a horse called Too Late Baby Doll. French bred, came over and raced twice at Churchill. Jimmy Graham rode, and she ran well. Got beat by a length and a half and by two lengths, had 269 buyers at a mile and a 16th and a mile and an eighth. Cuts back to a mile and a 16th and gets Santana, who, like I said, is riding really well. So I think Too Late Baby Doll's got a shot in here. The other one I like a little bit is Cherie DeVoe's horse, Coastal Cabin. Jose Ortiz rides for a first-time starter out of the Cherie DeVoe barn. She's 12% first-time starters. And her barn is doing well at Saratoga. First 13 races, she's in the money eight times. So I think Cherie's got a shot with Coastal Cabin at a juicy 12-1 if she can beat both Chad Browns.
What's your pick four ticket look like?
Well, I spent $72. I usually try to single a horse in the late pick four, but I couldn't do it here. I didn't get less than three deep in any leg. So I've got 1-4-6 with 1-3-5-9 with 3-4-12 with 2-6-7-10 for $72.
Yeah, I ended up with a $72 ticket as well, and I had no race with fewer than three horses. So we have similar ticket structure. I ended up with 2-3-4-6 with 1-5-9 with 1-3-5-12 with 1-2-10 for my $72 ticket. Just gives you an idea of how challenging this late pick four sequence is. It's going to be a really fun card to handicap and try to find some good spots on Saturday up at Saratoga. And as we mentioned, a lot of great racing around the country. So good luck with your plays. We'll be back next week. My guess is probably talking about the Arlington Million at Colonial. It's Million Weekend up there.
Yeah, so. I would think so. Yeah. That's a nice card down there at the beautiful racetrack.
So we'll have that for you next week. For now, we'll just say good luck from the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.